Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here on this journey, continuing to expand your mind and your energy and your consciousness and your heart. I love it. And welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode, where we talk about both insights and questions. And today we're going to cover one of each. First, we're going to cover just a really quick insight, and that may or may not apply to you, but it is something that kind of was my experience that I just had in the last few days. And so it is divine timing to go ahead and share it. And even if it doesn't apply to you right now, it's something that's helpful to know just now and moving forward, just in case anything like this ever does come up. So we are going to talk about that. And then secondly, I am going to take a question from a listener that I think is really powerful and can help you kind of look at things in a different way and even get unstuck. And it includes a common mistake that people tend to make that does keep their energy stuck or problems occurring. So I think it's a really great question. And so that said, as far as the insight goes, a few days ago I was working and I decided to take a food break, you know, and sometimes I'll do that where, you know, during lunch, I want to take a moment and just get out and get fresh air and enjoy the sun and all of that. So what I'll do is I'll place an order on the phone and just go pick it up. And it gives me a chance to just get out and kind of enjoy the blue skies and whatnot. So that's what I did, is I placed the order. And when I went to go pick up the order, I got to the restaurant and I was greeted by this waiter who was just really sweet. He was very helpful, asked me if I needed anything else, any sauces or anything like that, just really helpful. And then he just gave me my food and told me to have a good day. I was like, wait a second, I still need to pay you. And he was like, oh my God, that's right. And you know, in this day and age, so many people are ordering online that I'm sure a lot of people just pay when they are ordering. But I wanted like a little bit of special changes made to my food. And so that is the reason that I called in over the phone. But anyways, long story short, he was going to give me my food for free and not on purpose, but just because of an error. And later that day, I was talking to somebody and I happened to just mention, you know, that I went to such and such place. And I don't want to mention the place because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But point being is that, you know, with this scenario, I've seen it come up over and over again that people will say things like, oh my God, you manifested that for free though. You know, why did you tell the person? And what you want to keep in mind is that what I really manifested was a moment to do the right thing, which was tell the person. And likely if you're listening to this, you probably know that. And of course, sometimes people can get mixed up and they go, oh, well, that is manifested. You got it for free. But because it wasn't intentionally given to me for free, then it's not really a for free thing. So again, what I really manifested was a moment to do the right thing. And what's interesting is periodically I manifest this thing. Like I literally manifested a similar type of situation like even a few months ago. So I have this kind of pattern, if you will, you know, our lives are all patterns, but I had this pattern of feeling like I'm very good and I always do the right thing with money. And then so life ends up manifesting a lot of experiences for me to have feeling like I do the right thing. But the point that you'll want to take from this is actually two specific insights from this. And number one is that things aren't always what they seem. So lot of people would say, oh, well, you just got a free lunch or whatever it is. And you know, that wasn't the case. And you want to look at what is this situation really, you know? And that can be applied to anything, not just money, of course, but all kinds of situations in life. Because a lot of times I'll see people who will apply an incorrect meaning to something and they attach it to that. And then from that place, it ends up getting them even more stuck, which actually applies to the question that was sent in from today's listener. So that's part of where we're going today, is, of course, looking at things in a different way. So, but that's the first insight that you want to take from this. The second one is related to money and receiving things. And it's this, it's that, you know, if you do have money coming into your life or things that you're receiving that are not fully in integrity, it can also make your life very hard. So in other words, had I accepted that, it wouldn't have been manifesting free food. It would have actually been knowingly taking advantage of somebody. And that energy wouldn't have manifested well in my life with that energy. So definitely don't want that. And again, this may or may not apply to you. It may be just something that you might want to stick in your back pocket, just kind of as a thought, or maybe something, of course, you already know and already embody in your life, which is great. And then again, you may want to just look at that first part, which has to do with making sure to apply correct meaning to information. And the reason that I really emphasize that is because I can't tell you how often I see people who are, you know, going through an experience in life and they try to apply spiritual meaning to it, but the spiritual meaning that they apply to it ends up keeping them stuck instead of helping them get out of it and move forward. And that's actually where we're going today with the question that was sent in via email. And so that said, let me go ahead and read the question. Here we go. All right. So the question says, hi, Brandy and team. I want to submit a question for the IQ episode that I think would be helpful for a lot of people, myself included. I know that Brandy says real change is a must for someone to get results. So I have been working on really feeling differently in my life. Life has felt very challenging for many years now. If it's not one thing, it seems to be another. And no matter what I do, things just always feel hard or blah. I have always known there is a gift to every challenge. I have heard that over and over. And I tell myself that several times per day. But I just seem to keep getting even more of these quote-unquote gifts, so to speak, in my life. Challenges keep coming in. I know that you mentioned to get real results, I need to feel it even more. So the past few months, I have been working even harder, trying to really see and feel that they are a gift. So they, I guess, meaning, you know, challenges are a gift. And even though I have been putting forth a ton of effort, I don't really feel like I am making much progress. I have lost my job and my husband is barely working. I don't feel like things have really changed, nor do they look like they're going to be changing. I desperately need to shift this. I know that you always say that, quote, authentic change is key. So I am wondering if you have any thoughts or tips about learning how to really see the gift in problems and authentically feel that it's true. I have tried several different modalities and, you know, the email goes on, but I'm going to go ahead and stop the question right there instead of going into different modalities and whatnot. And I just want to say, you know, first off, this is a really great question, just because I see this all of the time. And that's the reason that I chose it. You know, every week I get a lot of different questions come in. And of course, I want to get to all of them. But part of the reason that I see this question come in so often is because it's a common misunderstanding or a common misconception that people have. And of course, there are plenty of spiritual posts or positive thinking posts all over social media that say to do this very thing, to see your problems as a gift, you know, to see the gift in them. But you won't want to do that. And I'm going to go ahead and break this down so it makes complete sense. And so you can see what it is that you will want to do and what you won't want to do, you know? And so there are two key things that we're going to cover from this, is that first and foremost, if you do see something as a gift, you're going to have a really hard time getting rid of it. I mean, no one wants to get rid of a spiritual gift. And when you link it up in the brain and you say, okay, this problem is a gift, then you stay stuck with it for longer. And I can tell you that I have worked with people before where the very thing that we had to work on was no longer seeing that problem as a gift, you know? And, you know, thinking back to past episodes where you've seen me working with people, coaching them to really shift their mind from whatever's linked up. I mean, there have been plenty of occasions where people see the very problem as a gift because they've worked so hard to do so, and so they stay stuck. You know, your brain won't want to get rid of it all the way if it is really genuinely linked up as a gift. And so instead, what you'll want to do is you'll want to look at the change as being a gift. And a simple way to explain that is, you know, imagine if I saw my injury as a gift. And so I linked up in my mind, injury is gift, injury is gift. And that was linked up. That wouldn't have been helpful. And it wouldn't have been true. You know, the reality of it is that most people who go through and have the same injury that I had don't get better. They don't get out of pain. And so that injury for them isn't a gift. And mine wasn't a gift either. What was the gift was that I changed. And that's where you'll really want to put your focus on is change is a gift. Change is a superpower. And that's what changed my entire life. And during the time of my injury, if somebody would have said, this is supposed to be a gift, if you think about that for a moment, if we really analyze that, if somebody said, this is supposed to be a gift, and I started looking for the gift in my injury, oh, well, there's this, or oh, well, there's that, you know, and I started looking at the gift in that moment, I never would have found the real gift. Because when I looked at the injury and I said, this is a problem, I have to really change. And I have to figure out what to change and how to change, but I want to change it. The change is what really led to a life-changing gift. I mean, my entire life changed because I changed. You know, all change starts from within, but that's exactly what happened is I started working with my mind, doing all of these things, you know, and really transformed. And my life did too. And if you are somebody who's been listening to me for a while, you've probably heard me say that before, you know, change is the superpower. And when you really radically change, that is what leads to the gift. And further, when I was in the middle of my injury, there's no way that I would have been able to see the gifts that really came from the change that I now see. I mean, again, truly life-changing. So thank God that I didn't tell myself it was some type of gift and start trying to find the gift in the middle of it, because that wasn't the goal at that time. The goal then was really to focus on what do I need to change and change it. You know, the goal was definitely not let me find the gift in this. And if I had gone that route, then chances are I'd probably still be in that injury just trying to quote unquote make the best of it and find the gift in it. And so again, thank God I didn't go that direction. And all of the time I see people who get tripped up on this one. And, you know, I have to say, at some point in time, I actually do plan further on down the road to start some training to train people to be able to do what it is that I do. And I have to say, a big part of the training is going to be sharing with people what not to do, because all of the time I see people who are trying really hard to share positive information and they have good intentions, but they don't realize that what they're saying can actually keep people stuck or reinforces negative patterns and keeps them from making progress. And I see this all of the time. I mean, even literally an hour ago on social media, I was just on social media for a minute earlier, and there was somebody who put this post on there that said, you know, I am willing to take responsibility for my relationships, and I know that if anything went bad, it really comes down to the fact that it's my fault. And the person was trying to make a positive statement of, you know, of saying, okay, well, we have relationship patterns and whatnot, but there was so much reinforcement of, I know it's my fault, and there's so many feelings of fault in it, that energy and that feeling and that programming can actually just reinforce patterns of self-punishment or patterns of self-blame or even autoimmune type issues or a variety of different ailments, because you won't want to just attack the self. And, you know, I, of course, get what this person was trying to intend, is that everybody has emotional patterns and relationship patterns and that they can change them. But the delivery, you have to remember, is connected to feelings. And if the feeling is fault, then it can unfortunately go in the wrong direction. So instead, the direction you really want to go when you're working on changing patterns is having self-compassion. You know, the truth of it is that a lot of patterns were established in childhood before you really were consciously aware of patterns. And so you won't want to say, this is my fault. Instead, you want to acknowledge yourself. You know, you want to acknowledge yourself for being able to consciously figure it out. And instead of blaming yourself, just say, oh, I see that this pattern has been running and it's been very painful. And let me go ahead and change that. And so you definitely want to notice in relationships why something manifested in your life. Absolutely. But you don't want to say it's your fault, and you don't want to punish or blame yourself, because when you really start to look at the origin of the patterns and lifetimes back or childhood back, it's not something that you purposely put there or anybody purposely puts negative patterns there. So the direction you really want to go when you're working on changing patterns is having self-compassion. And of course, we covered it even more in depth on last episode with the beautiful college professor who, by the way, I just love her. And, you know, so many people messaged in and said, oh my God, I just love her laugh. And oh, she's so sweet. It was really, really precious. So I love that. But point being is that, again, I know that this one sounds good. Like it sounds like, oh, you should see the gift in it. But my biggest suggestion is to wait to see the gift in it, because again, if you think about it, if I was really during my injury looking for the gift in it, it would have been a much different outcome and a much different trajectory, because I focused on change and then it turned into a life-changing gift. And so instead, what you'll want to do is you'll want to know that there is a gift as long as you're willing to change. So change is the gift, change is the superpower, and that is my biggest suggestion, is really ultimately to identify something that you're willing to change. You know, identify what is the problem, what is the negative pattern, and be really willing to follow through to transform it all of the way, because patterns, of course, breed more of the same, whether we want them to or not, which is actually the second insight that I wanted to mention, is that if you are feeling like challenges or problems are gifts and you really program that in, you can actually speed them up. And she even mentions something to that effect in her very question. And let me find it real quick in the email she wrote. I have always known there is a gift to every challenge, and I tell myself that several times per day. But I just seem to keep getting even more of these gifts, so to speak. And she goes on, but that's exactly it, is it? Unfortunately, she keeps getting more and more and more of these. And so I have seen that before with people where they feel like challenges or problems are gifts, and they end up attracting even more of them. And so my biggest suggestion is, instead, what you want to do is this, is you want to know absolutely that it can turn into a gift, but that it requires change to do that, and that you'll really want to change. And by the way, you know, I've had two lessons, if you will. You know, I had my injury, and then I also had that second challenge, which I shared in episode number 9. But even as I went through that challenge, literally what I said to myself is this, as I said, you know, if
my injury could end up transforming into a life-changing gift, then so too can this. It just means that I have to change. And what's beautiful about that is then there's a feeling of empowerment and also a radical desire to want to change and to identify what problems there are and what negative pattern or whatnot there is, and be willing to change and step into your next best self. And that's exactly what I did. And in both of those situations, ultimately ended up transforming into a life-changing gift. And of course, it wasn't the situation, it was the change that I embodied. And so that is my biggest suggestion for you, is I would ask yourself what you think that you should change, and then get really committed to transforming it, to fully changing it and embodying the change. You know, so often people get caught up in the spiritual teachings and, you know, simple things or memes or things like that, and they get caught up in the simple things, but they put less effort towards real changes and real transformation. But that is where the gift is. And so that is my biggest suggestion from this episode. You know, that's the to-do, if you will. And by the way, for this person's situation who wrote in, I went ahead and just peeked in her energy just a bit to see if there was some additional information that I could give her to just kind of help support and move things along. And what showed up was actually a lot of links towards money, which is what keeps creating the problems, which makes sense, of course, because she mentioned she had lost her job. And of course, she also mentioned that her husband was barely working. And so that makes sense, unfortunately. And I know how hard and challenging that can feel going through my own experience. But it's, again, divine timing. And I love that because the next episode coming up in a few days actually has to do with money. And I didn't set that up intentionally, actually. If you remember on the last episode, I was working with a beautiful volunteer, Sue, who is a college professor who has had a few ailments going on for many, many years. And so in that episode, that's what we've been focusing on, is her ailments, you know, the physical pains and problems that have been going on. And in her episode coming up, it's not about her wanting more money. It's really about her experiencing pain due to her beliefs with money and greed and different things like that. Just some conflicting beliefs about money that are actually connected to the physical ailments that she has going on inside her physical body. And what's interesting is that to an extent, her beliefs towards money have limited her soul's expansion. And we'll go ahead and unpack that even further on the next episode. But the point that you'll want to know from this episode is, of course, number one, if you have linked up in your mind that challenges that come in your life are gifts, then you'll want to change that. You'll want to really look at it in a different way, so you're not telling yourself that they're a gift, but that change is a gift. And then number two, you'll want to look at what change you want to make and really embody that change. You know, and by the way, speaking of change, if we look at the bigger picture for a moment, obviously we can see where our world is it is in need of change. And that change could be really beautiful. You know, more and more people are waking up to the power of the mind and the power of positivity and empowerment, and it's just beautiful. And on that note, I'm going to ask you to please make sure to hit the share button on this episode. Share it with somebody that you love, somebody you care about, somebody you'd love to see live even more in the gift of life, because the more we can all change, the more we can continue to grow and expand, and the more every person is empowered, the better this world is going to be for all of us. So please do share it. And of course, thank you for being somebody who is aware and conscious and continuing to grow and expand your energy and your heart and your consciousness. And I love that we are on this beautiful journey together. So I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.